Hello, it is June 5th, 2019. I am here. I just want to tell you what my podcast is a little bit about and everything. And then I will do a short little scripture. I will usually do scriptures on Sundays, a little devotion thing, and then I will be talking basically about news topics and stuff like that, and reviews, places where I go. Next thing I will be recording is on my next recording I will tell you what my Twitter is. Something really quick. My church talked about abortion on Sunday, and I want to tell you, I'm not going to preach on here or anything. I will do like little devotions on Sunday. I do like hearing people's opinions and stuff like that. I like hearing both sides. I'm an independent myself, so, and also I don't care if you're LGBT or anything like that. Anyway, my church talked about with abortion and then stuff like that, is I am here to tell you to that I'm independent. I will talk whatever's on my mind. I will look up topics on the news, stuff like that, and I'll talk about those. Knowing I do my full research, and whatever you want me to talk about, send your, please send your, whatever you want me to talk about. Some podcasts I will get on, tell you guys how my day is, stuff like that. But anyway, I got a brochure from If Not For Grace Ministries. Reason why I'm saying this is because I think it's sad when a woman gets an abortion. Because of what my grandma showed me and stuff. But the reason why I'm reading off this brochure is because I want to tell women out there about this If Not For Grace thing, how it is. And also, too, I didn't know, and it tells, like, a woman's feelings after getting the abortion, stuff like that. And I just want to give you the website, h3helpline.org. Facebook is If Not For Grace. This ministry offers 11-week healing and reconciling class in a small group setting. An atmosphere where you can experience unconditional love, grace, and forgiveness. An occasion for relationships to be reconciled with God or self-others. And their children lost to abortion. Includes a 3-day, 2-night reconciliation weekend for women and men, and a bed and breakfast setting. Through the use of drama, music, creative outlets, group experiences, and the power of biblical truth, each person leaves a weekend profoundly changed forever. A focus intensive time of healing where God often works in unique and deep ways. An opportunity to acknowledge and mourn the loss of your children. Participate in a special memorial service. Again, the Facebook is If Not For Grace. I don't have my Twitter right now. I'm going to be making Twitter so like you could Twitter me questions, tell me what you want me to talk about. Stuff like that. I don't care if you are part of the LGBT. Because I like everybody. I like talking to everybody. Stuff like that. Also, too, really quick. Don't worry, I'm not here to preach or anything. I respect everybody's religion, beliefs, stuff like that. I also like people speaking their mind. Anyway, I just want... I know it's not Sunday, but I would like to read you One of my favorite scriptures, if I could find it right now. I have five Bibles, actually. The Quest Study Bible, the Christian Standard Bible, New International Version Bible, the Inspired Version, King James, and another Bible. And right now, this is going to be a study Bible. Yes, I do believe in Jesus. But anyway, I'm going to make this podcast kind of short. The other recording I had to delete was... it was 21 minutes. But I couldn't figure out how to save it. So I just deleted it, and now since I know how to save stuff, so this is, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my setting. Listen to me cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, your heart, my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies, bloodthirsty and deceitful men. But I by your great mercy will come into your house. In reverence will I bow even down, reward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because of my enemies. Make straight your ways before me. Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. For their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty of God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them sing for joy. Spread your protection over them. And those who love your name may replace it in you. For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with their favors as with a shield. Anyway, that was just one of the shorter psalms. I do want to tell you, though, that God does not hate you. He hates the sin. And again, I do have LGBT friends and stuff like that. The only reason why I read that psalm is because... and it's one of the shorter psalms. Stuff like that. I'm reading out of the Quest Study Bible, but... I'm not telling you God is full of hatred towards you. God really wants everyone to come to Him, believe on Him, to let people know that He is there to help them, and He is really wanting you to love Him and depend on Him and faith on Him. Like I said, I am not going to be doing a lot of preaching. Sundays is like my a devotional thing where I'll do a little devotion. But I really do like this Bible. And there's a blue square at the bottom. Sometimes there'll be a lot of those blue squares where it does a topic. But anyway, again, I'm sorry for reading that Psalm 5, 1 through 12. For some reason, I just turned it to that. But I am not here to tell you that God hates you. No. God loves every one of us. He has forgiven our sins and everything, and He just wants us to do, He just wants us to obey Him and love Him. 2, don't ever think God ever hates you. He just hates the sin. But in this blue square, is the God of love also a God of hate? Yes, He hates sin, and at least in one sense, those who revel in their evil and in rebellion in the Old Testament. God's hatred of evil led Him to favor one brother over another. Jacob over Esau, destroy cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, and flood the entire earth. See how can God hate? Malachi 1, chapter 1, verses 2 through 3. Nevertheless, God distinguishes the fine line between hating the sinner and hating the sinner's sinful characteristics. It is not a contradiction that God loves the sinner at the same time that he hates the sin. God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. In the Bible, God's love and hate often represent more than mere emotion. The words illustrate the condition of a person's relationship with God. Someone is either on God's side or not. See, is hatred sometimes a good thing? 139:21-22. Whether we suffer the consequences of God's hatred or the benefits of his love, that depends on our response. Those who persist in doing evil by setting themselves against God are destined to encounter God's wrath, as did those whom David mentions here. The wicked, arrogant, bloodthirsty, and deceitful. Those who seek God in humility, bowing down before him, can enjoy God's mercy. God is loving and forgiving, but at the same time, he is opposed to those who are opposed to him. What that means, what that basically saying is, if you hate God, don't accept him. God will still love you. I mean, he still loves you, but he hates the sin, and he's pleading for you to repent, for us to repent, because he would really want everybody to go up to heaven. But on the other hand, though, people who reject him, see, the Lord don't hate you. It's just that he opposes the people who oppose him, meaning the people that hate him and stuff like that. And humility, I don't have a dictionary, I don't want to tell you wrong, but to me, humility means humbled down or something. I will also talk about that on my next broadcast. And again, I don't mean to offend anybody with Psalm chapter 5. I just needed to read that. Anyway, I am, because God loves us very, very much. He really does. I'm going to give you a testimony. Sorry, not, people don't like calling it testimony. I'm going to give you a story of how God protected me, and then I'm going, get off of here. And again, I am not trying to make people hate my recordings or anything. All I'm doing is just recording and all that. And please remember, I do respect all religions, all of that. I don't bash anybody or anything. Here's my story, how the Lord protected me. I was in the state of Washington at Washington Camp with one of my grandmas. And there was this hill at 90 degree angle. And there was these bushes. So I was up there, just playing around, seeing some tall weeds and grass, and I decided to kick it. And I kicked a hollow log. All of a sudden, I heard a lot of buzzing, and then a whole nest of hornets started stinging me. Did not stop stinging me. And so I remember screaming for help. After about a good 2-3 minutes of screaming, this one man ran up the hill, put a heavy blanket on me. The hornets went off of me completely. Ran down the hill, and I got prayed over. And trust me, hornets do give out a venom. I don't think after they sting you, their stinger falls off. I don't know what they do or not, but anyway, my finger was really stiff. My whole body was kind of stiff from all the poison or venom from their stingers. But I survived. On the way back home, while my grandma was driving me back home, that's back home, my grandma and grandpa, we stayed at a hotel, and like on the venom and the swelling went down after a day and a half. Because I could have died. I don't know if I'm allergic to bees or not, but I could have surely died with all that venom I had in my body. And the Lord did protect me. Anyway, Sunday, I would do a little preaching thing or whatever. But I just want to tell you guys, though, that the Lord does love his people. He really does. And he don't hate the person, he hates the sin. But if people turn against him or say, "Oh, no, Lord, I don't want you anymore," then he opposes that. But in the New Testament somewhere, it does say there is one most unforgivable sin that you could ever do is if you deny the Holy Spirit. Say, "Oh, Holy Spirit, I deny you," blood and stuff like that. That is one of the most unforgivable sins. But anyway, again, sorry about reading Psalm 5. But my podcast will have the Bible all the time. It'll have like news articles that I've seen during the week. It will have other things to it too. Anyway, you guys have a good day. Bye-bye.